This episode is brought to you by Honey, the free browser extension that automatically finds the best coupons on the web so you get the best prices. Just visit joinhoney.com/cadcast. And HelloFresh. For $30 off your first week of HelloFresh, visit hellofresh.com/cadcast30 and enter cadcast30. Episode number 551. I'm your host GPD here in Long Island, New York, and as always, we're joined by a man who can't handle the truth, Wombat.
You can't handle the truth.
You know, I had like this clever idea that I would just start dropping quotes from movies as the introduction because it's a lot easier for me just to do that. Sure. And I had one picked out right before the show, and I completely blanked on it, and then I just went with that one.
Because it is a movie quote. It does fall under your criteria.
Correct.
You know what you could do is you should have people, you know, when you ask for show questions before, you know, on Twitter, yes. You should also ask for Wombat intros.
No. Well,
I'm just trying to help you out. You always complain about how difficult it is. I'm literally trying to make your life easier.
Well, if they're just going to be movie quotes, then I don't need any help with that.
Maybe someone could come up with something clever since you have a lot of trouble with that.
Being clever?
Yes.
Coming up with things?
Both of those things.
Sigh.
Uh-huh.
Well, Shipwreck is not here. This is the point where he'd be sighing.
I know.
As well.
I'm having an issue right now.
What's the issue?
That wasn't happening before.
Why?
I think we should keep going. Okay. Keep going. We'll keep going.
What's the issue?
My auto setting stopped working. So I just fixed it.
Okay.
I'm fixing my auto settings on my microphone. It's doing that weird thing.
But you have fixed it, is what you're here to say?
I'm in the process of fixing it. Because it worked last time.
Shipwreck, come back, Shipwreck.
I know. I don't know what's going on. Oh, this is so frustrating. But anyway.
It's okay. So, don't worry about it. I'll sort it out. You know what?
Will you?
There's one less track to work with because Shipwreck is not here. I'll be able to make it work, no matter what you give me.
Okay, we'll figure it out. The WAV file itself looks okay. It's not like it's, you know, it's not like my audio won't be there. It's just kind of frustrating that I have it set properly and it's not working the way it's supposed to.
Skype is bad.
What happened? I mean, it's that most recent update really screwed it up. But we didn't have this issue last week.
We can use Discord. We can switch over to Discord next time.
The Discord app does not work on my computer. When I tried to install the actual app, it tells me no, and then it literally shuts down my computer.
How about a new computer sponsored by Discord?
I would love a new computer sponsored by Discord. If Discord would like to send me a computer, I will be happy to send them my address. So, yeah, let me know.
Hold your breath.
I know. Oh, it looks like... Oh, it was working for like 3 seconds, and then I had to say something.
That's how auto gain control works. If you don't... It's based on you saying something.
I understand that.
All right, don't worry about it, Wombat.
I know. Well, now it annoys me because it was working fine, and then whatever. I even tested it before we did a show, like for 5 minutes, and now it's not working, and then that pisses me off.
What doesn't piss you off?
Everything pisses me off.
You were pissed off before we even started doing the show.
I was. That is a fact.
You know what? It's like last week. Last week you were pissed off about the gutters for no reason, and now there's like a million gutter type
situations. I'm still pissed off about the gutters because I called them, went over the whole situation. They then called me back the next day, said, "We came back again. We couldn't find your spigot," and they still haven't fixed the gutter they broke.
Oh, and they broke a gutter too?
Yeah, they broke a gutter too. I thought I mentioned that.
I don't think so.
Yeah,
you probably hadn't discovered that by the time we did the show. Maybe you discovered that later.
I don't know, but I was pissed. I was pissed at them. Now I'm pissed at everybody.
Pissed at Skype.
Pissed at Skype for being all dumb.
I'm sorry, Shipwreck.
Don't be dumb. Ugh.
Shipwreck's at Disney, having a much better time.
I know. Than you. I'll be in a better mood. It'll pick up. And Shipwreck's pictures will look lovely. I haven't been to Disney in so long. I miss it.
Don't get sad. Well, I see you went to CradleCon. Is that
I
like
did.
Disney?
I went to CradleCon, which is a, they call it a pop culture convention at the Cradle of Aviation Museum.
Home of the Long Island Retro.
Home Expo. Of the Long Island Retro. Well, Long Island Retro got me tickets.
Oh, shit.
So I went there courtesy of Long Island RetroCon.
Wow.
It works the way is you go to the website to buy tickets for CradleCon for your family. And then you see that it's brought to you by the Long Island RetroCon.
Gotcha.
And you say, hey, they're a sponsor. I know people there. And then you text the guy, gotcha. Your friend.
Say, hey, my face is on the flyer.
Do you know how many times? First of all, they had like 1,000 of those flyers there.
Right.
And every time we'd walk past the table for Long Island, they had a lot of tables for Long Island RetroCon there. And every time we'd walk past the table, they would say, are you familiar with Long Island RetroCon? And I would literally take the flyer, flip it over, and point to my face.
Oh, you love that.
It was awesome every time.
Did you have a chain around your neck with the flyer attached?
I might as well have, but it was pretty cool. The reaction was the reaction you'd expect it to be. Oh, wow. I guess you are familiar with it then. Like, I sure am. Bitch,
you said, I run this shit.
I'm the coolest. They were all very nice. I should point that out. Everyone was very nice. It was a really good time. We all got to have, you know, a lot of fun and do fun
things. I saw Dan Harmon was there.
Yeah, we didn't see Dan Harmon. I did see Larry Kenny.
Nice.
The voice of Lino.
You mean the host of Bowling for Dollars?
The host of Bowling for Dollars. And he did a panel with Michael Bell, who was Duke on G.I. Joe, as well as Zan from the Wonder Twins.
Wow.
And he was one of the dads on Rugrats. He's been the voice of everything.
Is that the panel that you showed me a picture?
Yes. Of? Yep.
Was there anybody in there?
Like 10 people.
Were there more people watching our panel than theirs?
Yes. Yes.
Yes.
Definitely.
In your face, Larry Kenny.
Pretty much. They were very nice. They answered a lot of questions. You know, I didn't pay to take a picture with any of them. I mean, that's what they do. They have a table set up. It's like $30 to get your picture taken.
Per person, or do you get all of them for 30?
No, I think it was per person. I don't know. I don't barely remember because I didn't do it.
Shit. But, I mean, for us, it's $20 and you get all of us.
Yes. They had a lot of vendors. I bought myself a cool Hawkeye t-shirt, the one that looks like the t-shirt that Hawkeye wears in the Matt Fraction comic.
Oh, that's cool. One.
Huh? Yeah.
I said, oh, yeah, that's my favorite style.
You know, no, that wasn't for you. That was for the listener who is familiar with what I'm talking about to go, Shipwreck. Oh, that's
you
cool shirt. Yes. I also got a Moon Knight drinking glass.
Nice, dude.
Yeah, a Moon Knight pint glass. And Elliot got a Thor hammer paperweight.
That sounds dangerous.
It is. It's a metal Thor hammer.
Yeah, why would you do that? That's going right in your fucking nuts.
You know, it's in his room. He's got it on his desk.
Yep.
It'll be fine.
Nuts. Don't sit down in his room. That's just my advice to you.
Anyway, and Sabrina got her hair done. Why not?
Sounds good.
We had a lot of fun. They had a room full of horror props. And that was kind of cool. Like some original American Werewolf in London props.
That's cool.
Yeah, it was. It was a good time.
I hope that these conventions get a little bigger and move over to Nassau Coliseum.
Well, they have that one. That's the Eternal Con. That was the week before.
I know, but I'm just hoping for success is what I'm saying.
Cradle Con is called the Cradle Con because it happens at the Cradle of Aviation
Okay.
Museum.
Well, how about Long Island Retro then? Is that allowed to move to Nassau Coliseum?
That's allowed to move to Nassau Coliseum.
Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Cradle Con has to be at the Cradle. Otherwise, it would be called Coliseum Con.
That sounds good. I'm going to start that. CalCon.
CalCon, take me away.
CalCon, I mean, CalCon.
Whatever makes you happy.
I did buy exhibition hockey tickets to watch the Flyers play the Islanders at Nassau Coliseum.
Oh, cool, at Nassau Coliseum? Nice.
Yeah. Cheap exhibition, you know.
Yeah.
No pressure.
I know.
So there's no show feedback. It just says gutters.
There was literally five comments.
And they were all about your gutters?
They were inconsequential.
Why is Wombat talking about his gutters?
Yeah. So I figured I would just give a gutter update, which I already did.
A gup date.
A gut date.
All right. Then let's do some Watch This Bitches.
Sounds good to me.
We started watching Luke Cage season 2.
How far along are you?
I want to say 2 episodes. Mrs. Cheapy fell asleep halfway through the first episode.
Okay.
And then we couldn't, because we were going to watch the second episode, and like, how come we can't remember? Like, nothing seemed to have happened in the first episode. I'm like, oh yeah, you fell asleep. We stopped watching. And I don't know, the second episode was kind of like also weird, and you almost wanted to fall asleep during that. Does it get better?
I'm going to say yes, because I watched the whole series already.
Yeah, I know.
I enjoyed it. I enjoyed it a lot. Oh, good. I haven't watched a full Marvel season in a long time.
Oh, good.
I think they do a lot right in it. They kind of split up the storylines a little bit. I mean, it's still, you know, about Luke Cage. It's still, if by split up, I mean like maybe 70-30. But that 30% where they kind of focus on Misty Knight a little bit kind of gives it a little bit of like breathing room, so it doesn't feel as congested as some of the, you know, where they're trying to tell a 6-episode story in 13 episodes. This is more like they're trying to tell like a 9-episode story in 13 episodes.
Okay. I was worried because you like asked me if I had watched it and you were anxious for me to watch it. And I thought it was because it was bad and you wanted to.
No, it's not bad. It's still not perfect, you know, but you know what is. But I enjoyed it, and I really liked the the Iron Fist episode. I thought was really good.
Okay, because there were definitely a few moments where Mrs. Cheapy and I looked at each other, just like, why is this happening right now? I remember like this one scene in the second episode when they're inside a nightclub, and there's supposed to be something dramatic happening, and they just keep showing the band on stage. Like some guy with a guitar, and like they just keep cutting back to him over and over again.
Yeah, it's because he's a famous musician.
Who is it? Yeah, I'm wondering like if I'm supposed to know who that is.
Oh, God, and you know what's sad is that now his name is escaping me, so I'm going to have to look it up.
He wasn't doing anything, though. He was just, you know, performing, mostly standing still. It wasn't like there was anything interesting to look at. And they just
Gary
kept cutting.
Clark. It's Gary Clark. Gary Clark Jr.
I don't know who that is.
You may know him as the guy who sang Come Together in the Justice League trailer.
Oh, God.
But no, he's okay. A famous blues musician.
Whatever. I'm trying to watch Luke Cage. I want to see Luke Cage.
The music is a big part of the series, though. That's like a thing. They're going to cut to music. You're going to see a lot of it.
I hope it's better.
But anyway.
Fine. Good. I'm glad to hear that it's good.
No, I really liked it. I can't complain too much about it.
Because Mrs. Chibi specifically asked me to ask you if it gets better, because I think she was thinking about bailing.
Gotcha.
So now I can report back the good news.
Yeah. No, I liked it a lot. I recommend it. The episode with Iron Fist is really good. If you get bored and don't want to watch anymore, mm-hmm. I would even say just skip to that episode.
Okay. Nah. Well, you know, we can make it.
You'll muscle through?
Yeah. It's not like, you know, drinking castor oil.
Got
it. We can handle this. We could do this.
Got it. I can't believe my mic thing still isn't working. I know it's probably not going to matter and no one will ever know, but
it's fine. Just, you know, just keep an eye on your waveform once in a while. Make sure it doesn't look like hot garbage and we'll be okay.
No, it's not peaking. It's pretty much where it usually is, sure. Which is why I'm not freaking out about it. So whatever.
Freaking out.
I need things to bother me. How was Westworld season 2? I've never watched any of it.
It was pretty confusing. It's one of those shows that has a fractured timeline, so you're not only struggling to understand what's going on, you're also struggling to understand when it's going on. So I don't know. It's probably one of those shows that's also better to watch the whole thing after it's come out, so you don't have to wait a week to watch each episode and potentially forget what has happened, because the finale was also very confusing, with multiple timelines, and you know, they sort of force you to go online and read something afterwards. But I don't know. I'll keep watching it. It seems like they've been borrowing some plot lines or from Altered Carbon. Did you watch that or no?
No.
Shipwreck had read the book, I think. That's what happened.
I believe you.
Yeah, I mean, it sort of borrowed a little taste from there, and I don't know. I'm going to continue watching Westworld. That's for sure. But I didn't love the finale. Let's put it that way.
All right.
Here's a question from at Carl Kramer. He wants to know if either of us have watched the new Jurassic World movie, Fallen Kingdom. He says it's terrible.
I haven't. No.
No. I would watch it in 4DX if that was. I wonder if it's playing in Manhattan. You know, we do have 4DX here.
It's probably playing in there. It's probably playing close to my office.
You can add like 40 Rotten Tomato points for 4DX. For
4DX like adds 40 yeah. points.
4D, I think for a movie like this.
Is that why it's called 4DX?
Uh-huh.
Got it.
Yeah.
All right, it makes
for
sense.
For a movie like this.
I'm on board.
And then he asks if we play the Jurassic World Alive mobile game because it's pretty good.
No, but I'm happy to check that out. I do like crappy mobile games.
Right. I've been playing Jurassic Park?
Park oh. Evolution.
Is that what it's called? Or Jurassic
yes.
World? You looked it up.
No, someone asked the question of the next thing. Vic.
Oh,
Vic
good job.
PDX. How's Jurassic Park Evolution? Is it like City Skylines, better or similar? It sounds okay, like you've gotten further in it than I ever did. So how is it?
I'm on the third island.
Really? Wow. You really did get into it.
I just, you know, I want to hear the song. It's such a motivating factor for me.
So when you get into it, like, I guess when you get past the tutorial, is it a lot more fun or?
It's pretty fun. I mean, for a game, like, so here's the thing. Let me answer this Vic's question because it relates to your question as well. He asks, is it like City Skylines, better, similar? It's made by the same developer who's famous for these types of games.
And I enjoyed City Skylines a lot.
So this is my interpretation based on playing on three of the five islands is that it's similar, but it's stripped down for somebody who's not. I feel like people who are looking to play City Skylines are going to put a lot of time into that game. Like that's going to be their game for a while, and 100 hours in that game is a reasonable thing to expect. I think for the Jurassic Park game, they're looking at somebody who doesn't want, like me, who doesn't want to learn that have to learn that much and is definitely not going to spend 100 hours. Maybe 20 hours.
Okay.
Which is still a lot for a game, any
totally.
Game, I think. And who likes Jurassic Park, who likes the license and who likes dinosaurs.
I like all of those things. I guess I need to jump back into it. I got stuck in a dumb Injustice 2 hole recently. Right. Sabrina decided that she wanted to play it again. So then it became us playing
it.
Yeah, you know, we were playing it. What am I going to do? Say, no, I want to play another game. Go to your room.
Sure. So. Yeah. I mean, the first island is basically a tutorial. Wombat. So that's why it's a little slow. They don't try to introduce too much.
Mm-hmm.
It is, I mean, it's on PC, it looks fantastic and it's really entertaining to watch the dinosaurs eat the guests. There's a lot of funny things that happen.
Yes.
I mean, the fences somehow are constantly breaking down. Even if you have the electrified ones, if you're not on top of like maintenance, which the weird thing about this game is everything seems like it could be automated like pretty easily. I often feel like I'm not doing so much as just like, oh, there's a light that's flashing. Let me do these mouse clicks to make sure that light is not flashing anymore. Like there's not a lot of the maintenance part of the game is not really, there's not a lot of strategy to it.
Not like say Tropical 5, which I also have, which is all about that. That's difficult.
Right. So this is more chill, which is, you know, you might be looking for that. Maybe you don't want to be sweating when you play the game and you just want to watch, you know, you want to just set up an amusement park and hear the Jurassic Park song and hear
Jeff Goldblum.
Jeff Goldblum talk to you once in a while. It's fun. Like I've been doing pretty well. I just built a monorail and I'm making like $200,000 a minute. The song comes on when you...
you know what? Every time I hear that song now, all I think about is that No Man's Sky
bit. The kazoo.
Because that was pretty damn funny.
Yeah. There are like elements of the game that don't seem like a Skylines game where you're driving the Jurassic Park Jeep around with the Rangers in it. And you can do that, you know, just in like a third person car view. And, you know, the car handles pretty well. And then you can shoot the dinosaurs with the medicine manually, or, you know, they'll do all that automatically for you. But it's pretty cool, like, to drive around the park that you made, and it looks fantastic. And to drive up close to the dinosaurs, like, and you can take pictures of the dinosaurs, and, you know, sometimes that's part of the mission. At one point, like, one of my carnivorous dinosaurs got out of the park, got out of his fenced-in area, and I didn't realize, and I'd closed off the fenced, because a lot of dinosaurs got out. I didn't realize that he had chased a big section of our guests to the edge of the island, where he was basically just had them cornered against the cliff and would just eat, you know, eating them one by one. And I drove the Jeep out there and I couldn't really do anything. I thought I had a tranquilizer, but I just had medicine. So I just took some pictures of him eating the guests. And those are worth a lot of money, actually. Those photos.
Sounds like fun to me. You should post those photos online.
I wonder if it actually saves them.
Or you could try to save it yourself.
I don't know. It's like my analysis is, if you like Jurassic Park but don't necessarily want a part of a full-fledged City Skylines game, then Jurassic Park Evolution is for you. If you're a City Skyline super fan and think that this is going to be City Skylines with the Jurassic Park skin on it, you're going to be disappointed because you're limited to just a park.
See, I think I need to give it another shot because I played that tutorial and I told you I got stuck at a part where I thought I put a building down in a place where there was electricity, and then it told me there was no electricity, and then I built enough wires and generators around it to light up Manhattan and it still said it had no electricity.
User error, sounds like to me.
I don't know. Could have also been a glitch.
Ask me for tips. I know how to do some things.
Well, how about I just start from the beginning and do the tutorial again?
Yeah, don't be afraid to start over. Like, I died and, you know, I mean, I didn't die, but, like, I was losing money when my dinosaurs got out and I realized it's hard to recover when the dinosaurs have eaten. You know, there's lawsuits.
Oh, that's funny.
So you don't, you know, it's not a good look when your guests get eaten.
Got it.
So, yeah, it's fun. I like it.
Cool.
You know what else is fun and that I like?
What?
Honey. Yes, when you shop online, do you suddenly turn into a tab hoarder, loading dozens and dozens of new tabs on your browser in search of a promo code, just one that works, afraid to close any of them in fear of missing out on a deal? Before you crash your browser yet again, try Honey. Honey is the free browser add-on that over 9 million people are using every day to save money when they shop online. You know, I still have Honey installed.
I use it all the time.
I was looking to rent a car, and it was popping up with coupons and such. So just in case you don't know, Honey, you add Honey to your browser for free with just two simple clicks, and you shop like you normally would. And in the little sidebar, Honey will pop up and tell you that there are some coupons available, and it actually tries the coupons for you automatically. It'll cycle through all of them just to see if any of them works. And it's pretty magical.
Yeah, I've used it with Sunglass Hut, and I've used it with Old Navy.
Nice.
Yeah.
Buying some sunglasses over there?
I bought my wife sunglasses. I bought myself some shirts.
It's cool, right? When you see it cycle through the coupon codes?
It is. And it'll even say, you know, these are codes that we believe have expired, but if you'd like us to try them, we'll try it anyway, just so, you know, you could say you tried everything. And I've done that too because I'm a crazy person.
Nice.
But yeah, it totally works. It's really cool. It costs nothing, so you should download it. I don't know why you wouldn't.
Yeah, there's no reason not to add Honey to your browser right now. It's free and just takes two clicks to install. So join honey.com. I know. Get honey for free at joinhoney.com/cadcast.
There you go.
That's right. joinhoney.com/cadcast to start saving with honey today. That's joinhoney.com/cadcast. Now I'm hungry.
Yeah, you know what I did today?
Mm.
I bought that DC comic audiobook Humble Bundle.
Okay.
22 audiobooks for $15. Mm. And I started listening to one of the Batman ones today. Not for children. Not for children. I mean, unless you're cool with your kids hearing, you know, F-bombs a lot.
Oh.
So it's pretty cool. I mean, it's 6 hours long. So I listened to the first hour and a half maybe of it today.
It's one guy doing the voice, right?
No. It's like a whole cast.
Oh, wow.
They tell you the cast up front. And they call it, it's a movie in your mind.
Sure. I like that.
Yeah. So it's cool. And like I said, I have 22 of them now. So I better start.
Wow. I didn't even know that was a thing. Who knew?
I texted this to you today. You didn't even respond. Maybe you just didn't understand what I was trying to say.
I was busy trying to rent a car, like I was telling you.
Anyway, 22. It's on the Humble Bundle now. It's all audiobooks. I mean, the issue with it, of course, is that it's not... You have to download the MP3s to your computer and then drag them into your phone, which is kind of a pain in the butt. You can't, like, stream them.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, worse things have happened. I have two in there now. That's still 12 hours worth of audiobooks.
Pretty cool.
Yeah, I have a Justice League one all queued up for when I finish this Batman one. It's weird. Batman is fighting a white supremacist, and the white supremacist keeps calling Batman a Jew.
He's not. Is he Jewish?
No, but he's convinced that he's Jewish because only a Jew would dress up like that or whatever.
Does he have that wrong.
Yeah, I know. Exactly. I enjoyed it.
First of all, right. So. I better not get into that.
So there you go. Bat Jew.
That's weird.
Go listen now.
I kind of want to listen to that one now.
Well, again, $15 for 22 audiobooks is a pretty good deal, at least as far as I know. So, and also it goes to charity. It's not like it's not like I'm just throwing money away. So even if I didn't like the books, at least I could say it was worth something for a worthy cause. But no, I like listening to audiobooks. So, and I have the time on the train. So why not?
Fantastic then.
Mm-hmm.
Some CAG shopping news. I do believe I saw Thorbon tweet out that it's the last weekend for a lot of the or maybe all of the Toys R Us's.
I think it's the last week. I don't know if they'll make it to the weekend.
Oh, wow. Better head out there tomorrow.
Yeah, I would recommend checking it out if it's not gone already. I heard most of them are pretty cleaned out. We got one good deal there before everything was gone on a big Lego set. So
okay.
We got that Ninjago movie castle.
Oh, Ty has that.
Yeah, it was $100.
Uh-huh.
We got it for, I think, 30.
Nice. Good job.
Yeah. So that
That's
was
what
our
those
last,
should cost.
Our last big buy.
All right. Should we do new releases?
Sure.
We got them.
All right. We got, what is this nonsense? Luminous Remastered.
Yes.
That's a good game. I mean, I played the original on the PSP. I'm assuming the remastered is good, too.
I do like the songs in that game.
Yes.
So, and I'm bad at that game.
I was going to say, I don't know if it's worth... I mean, I'm sure it's fine on a console, but I'm sure it looks great.
I know a guy, Wombat. I could probably hook you up.
Could you hook me up with that? Fine. Hook me up with it, and we'll talk about it next week.
We're going to give a code away, at least one code away on at Video Game Deals.
Oh, see, we're going to give a code away, and I'm going to get a code to talk about for next week. So we'll talk about it more next week.
Probably. I'll look into it.
Please look into it. Let me know what you find out.
Hold on, let me call Miz right now.
All right.
Hello, Miz. Wombat's going to need at least one code, possibly more for multi-system play.
The Crew 2 came out.
Hai.
Yep.
Kashiko marimashita. That was Miz.
All right. The Crew 2 came out this week, too. That's another game that came out.
I was looking for previews. You know, there's no reviews yet. I think it comes out, this is a Friday release,
Is it? Okay.
The preview, I didn't read the preview, but the headline was like my first few hours with the crew were pretty uneventful or something like that. Something to that effect. So I don't know. I'm looking forward to checking out the reviews. But
some of these games are repeats from last week. Johnny Turbo's Arcade Wizard Fire we talked about last week.
I never get tired of talking about Johnny Turbo's Arcade.
I know. That's why I brought it up.
Thank you.
We got, what do we got? We got Nier Automata for the...
Automata?
Is it Automata or...
I don't know.
Automata.
Automata.
Like, because a robot is sometimes called an automaton, and it's kind of spelled like that.
Automata.
Automata or automata?
Automata with you. Nothing.
And that's all we know about that game.
Yeah, so, pretty much. No, I know that I believe the main character wears a short skirt.
I thought she wore like black, like goop.
Probably short skirt.
Or both.
I'm going to guess.
All right.
Shipwreck, where are you?
Where are you when we need you?
I'm going to Google it. I bet you it's a short skirt.
Short skirt, long jacket.
Yep, short skirt. I knew it. And large breasts. Okay, so that's our review of Nier Automata.
Automata. Automata.
What else we got this week?
That's it.
No.
Yeah, Rainbow Skies, which I don't know much about, but it's on everything, including the PlayStation 3 and the Vita. So that's something.
Sounds...
Some Rainbow Call of Duty World War II DLC for $15.
We're not going to fuck with that.
Trove.
Right. All right. Then let's move on to multi-platform and Wombat's Overwatch Onslaught, because there is... Oh, and news and stuff. Mm-hmm. Like, we're going to get to that. But there is some big Overwatch news this week. They did... yes, Wombat, hang in there.
What happened? Did they introduce a new character?
No, not that big. There's two
did
big
things.
Did
they add a story
happened.
Mode? Like an open world RPG? Like in the game? Like, oh, now here's an open world RPG.
Maybe Overwatch 2. They have completely reworked Symmetra. You know Symmetra?
She's the one with the thing that does stuff?
No. Yes.
Is that the warthog guy?
She's the she's the turret girl.
That's the one that looks like a cowboy.
She's the sentry turret girl.
The one that looks like the Grim Reaper?
No, she wears like a short skirt.
Oh, the DJ in green.
No, that's Lucio. She's the girl.
The angel.
Stop it. Anyway, they reworked her now. She used to be like a defensive character where you would set up these like little sentries and, you know, and you could automatically
lock. I feel
like
you've been talking about this game for centuries.
Anyway, she's now an offensive character.
That was good.
She's offending you plenty. I know that. But all right, that's the show this week. Thanks, everybody.
All right, stay tuned next week when we'll talk more about Overwatch.
I did try to play. It's funny because, and then the other part of the big part of the update is supposed to reduce the community toxicity, which to me is it's going to do absolutely nothing, but I haven't, you know, dove into it too deeply. Basically, you can commend your fellow teammates at the end of the match. So at the end of the match, it prompts you to give commendations to people. And then I believe it gives you experience points for giving out these commendations.
And then you can get more boxes.
And you can get more boxes. And my guess is that people just give them out as quickly as possible just to get the experience points and don't pay any attention to who they're giving them to or what they're actually selecting. Because that's what I do. I mean, I try to think like, hey, who was good? But, you know, I'm busy. I got to, you know, have a little snack between rounds. I can't be doing too much work. I don't know. And then there's a way to set up groups, basically looking for groups in the game. So you can say, like, I'm looking for people to play Lucio. I'm looking for people to play healers. I'm looking for people to play tanks, whatever. Even though there's no more tanks, I don't think. No, there are still tanks. There's different categories. They changed the categories. I know you don't care. Okay, we're done.
I don't care.
You made it, Wombat.
Not even a little bit.
You made it.
Excellent. I feel so happy.
You did.
So I heard that you dropped your lawsuit over Fortnite.
I have bigger news than that. I finished second on PC with 3 kills.
Nice. In Battlegrounds. Player Unknown's Battlegrounds.
Correct. Yeah. That's my best showing ever.
They also dropped their lawsuit against Fortnite.
Yeah, that's a good idea, I'm thinking.
Like, they probably didn't have much of a leg to stand on, and they would have spent a lot of money.
It's a big distraction. It's just a big distraction. It's a big expense. You have to have some sort of relationship with Unreal, because they do make the engine that your game is based on. It's not worth it. And they've made a lot of weird decisions, that company. What was the other one? I don't know. There's been a few where we've talked about it, and they put out a press release, basically accusing. Maybe they put out the press release because they were planning on suing them.
Maybe
at that point also, and they were just trying to exhibit A. Here's our press release. I don't know. Anyway, there's some weird shit that's going on that's not focused on making the game better.
Nope.
But I still jump in every once in a while and we'll play. I wanted to see what the new map was like, and. They have a battle pass now. They stole the battle pass. I mean, it's pretty.
I don't even know what that is. What's a battle pass?
Oh, you don't. It's a battle pass. So, okay, maybe Fortnite took battle royale from PUBG, but Fortnite did this thing called the battle pass, where basically breaking down the game into seasons. So you buy the battle pass for this season, which is. I don't know, 2 months maybe? I'd say 1 to 2 months. I'm not 100% sure. And you pay $10 for the battle pass. You'll get these skins and this emote, and you'll level up faster, and you'll get these rewards.
Yeah, I know what that is.
Yep. Yeah. So it's pretty, for a free-to-play game, it's a pretty like innocuous way to get $10 from people. And nobody feels too bad about it. Like the people paying the $10, they get a couple skins out of it and emotes. They get a little more incentive to play the game because there's the different challenges and way to earn experience. And the game's free anyway. So, okay, $10 here and there. Like,
well, that's not true of PUBG. That game
not
isn't
true
free.
Of PUBG, right. So PUBG, you know, they actually started this before they dropped the lawsuit. Took the battle pass idea from Fortnite and called it, I don't even know what they called it, but it's the exact same thing. And I think they're even having some problems with it. Like, I think they have to
rework it. What a surprise.
Because they have to rework it because people aren't happy with how it works. So, I don't know. I think, yeah, for a $30 game to do that, kind of,
Yep.
But for a free game, that seems like a pretty good business plan right there. But, I also see a lot of games incorporating this in the future. Why do
fools fall in love?
No, why do a season pass for $30 when you can do multiple battle passes or whatever you want to call it for your game, which are basically 1 month to 2 month passes at $10 a clip?
I don't know.
You know, it seems like that's the way to go.
Mm-hmm.
What else we got here? At Chirice writes in and asks, did Wombat pre-order Fallout 76 to get in on the beta?
Not yet. I'm sort of on the fence. There's part of me that wants to wait until they add the private servers.
Okay.
I may do that. Mm-hmm. But there's also a good chance that I'll just pre-order it and have it the day it comes out. I haven't decided yet.
Okay, yeah, I mean, when it's this fall.
Yeah, I have time. It's not like there's a hurry. I don't know if I need to be in the beta, though. Unless they do an open beta at some point, which they also might do.
You don't want to be in the beta. That's not for you, Wombat.
I'm just saying, if they do an open beta, at least it's like a demo.
But sometimes that sucks, though, because you wind up having to do this stuff again in the game.
That is true.
I mean, it's cool. It's good to do it because you have a podcast that
I think
might
it's
want
also
to hear.
It's that also that I'm on the fence on how this game actually works and if I'm going to enjoy it scenario. Mm,
right.
There are still some things I don't know that I haven't really been able to find a solid answer for. Like right. They say that when you die, you don't lose any XP. But do you lose all your stuff that you're carrying? Mm-hmm.
you lose some virtual currency that's yet to be announced.
I mean, what's the deal here? So I don't know how
to do. Bottle caps that you can buy with real world money.
I mean, do I lose all my bottle caps? I don't know.
You lose real money from your actual bank account.
Well, yeah, that's called buying the game.
Nope, you have to hook in your bank account into the game.
Maybe I could shoot an email to someone and
get in on the beta without buying it. Just pre-order it anyway, because you got to get your 20% off.
I know, before my stupid thing ends in December.
Yeah.
Although I've been reading people are having issues getting their 20% off even if their thing isn't up yet.
I'm not surprised. I mean, it's hard to get anything done there.
I know. I haven't bought a game from Best Buy in such a long time.
All right. What else we got here? Give your shout out.
I have to give a shout out to ShannaFan, who sent me Batman the Telltale series this week.
He gets shout outs all the time. He doesn't have to pay for shout outs.
I know, but that's the rule. It's Wombat's Overwatch Onslaught and shout out for gifts.
Shit.
So thank you, ShannaFan. That was very nice of you. And also check out the YouTube channel that he curates so very well. It's really funny if you want to hear some classic CADcast clips.
It's CADcast the channel.
CADcast on YouTube.
What if somebody, how much to get their own segment on the show? Like
their own segment on the, I mean, what would that consist of?
I'm saying, how much do they have to buy you? How many gifts do they have to buy you before they can have a segment?
I would say, let's say one full priced new release.
That's too cheap.
Gold edition.
For an evergreen segment on the show or a one-off segment?
1 month.
What? Wow. I don't like this. We're gonna have to negotiate. Where's my cut?
You have cheap ass gamer.
That does shit. I gotta edit this shit. I need to get
You have no other job.
Exactly.
That's your cut of this.
Exactly.
I have to go to my suck job every day.
Shit, I'm trying to avoid that. Help me out. I don't want to go back. I was thinking about that today.
What, going back to work?
I was thinking about wearing a suit in an office environment and how much I did not like that.
Well, I don't wear a suit. I can wear whatever I want.
I know, but I had to wear a suit.
It was funny because last week it was really hot and our HR person, who's normally in LA, was going to be in the New York office for the first time. It's a new HR person. And I'm like, it's really hot. I really shouldn't wear shorts. As much as I want to, new HR person, I shouldn't wear shorts.
I agree.
I walk into work.
Uh-huh.
There's the new HR guy sitting at a desk.
Shorts?
Wearing shorts.
Jorts?
So I'm like, I guess I could have worn shorts.
Shit. Back in my day, we just wore the suit no matter what. It didn't matter. Nobody was concerned about, cool office policy and reducing air conditioning. You just sweat all over everything. That's how we did it back in the day.
I wear jeans, and I've been wearing a lot of my new Old Navy button-down shirts, which are very nice.
I remember going to meetings and having to take the subway, and it's in the summertime, and I'm wearing a suit, and I'm nervous anyway because I'm meeting some person high up in a company, and I'm only 20-something, and I don't know anything. So I'm sweating for that also. And I remember shaking somebody's hand, and I remember feeling the sweat just roll, travel down my whole arm, down to my wrist, and out of my sleeve jacket. It's pretty.
That's gross. That's gross. Yeah, that's gross.
What I was thinking about.
Mm-hmm.
So the point is, I don't know what the point was.
Don't be gross.
Right. Wear short sleeves. All right. You know what's fantastic, Wombat?
Tell me.
And definitely not gross. The opposite. Whatever the opposite of gross is. HelloFresh. In case you don't know what HelloFresh is, it's the meal kit delivery service that shops, plans, and delivers step-by-step recipes and pre-measured ingredients so you can just cook, eat, and enjoy. You can look forward to your HelloFresh delivery knowing dinner just got that much easier. They've got three different plans to choose from: Classic, Veggie, and Family. We started with the Classic and we moved on. We started with the Family. And then we moved on to the Classic because we wanted a little more exotic stuff, and we realized that Ty could handle it. All the ingredients come pre-measured in handy labeled meal kits, so you know which ingredients go with which recipe. And it's great because you don't have to spend time at the grocery store shopping and planning the meals out. You just cook and eat, and you have plenty of time to do what you love. All the CatCast crew have been using HelloFresh forever, and it's a beautiful thing. Wombat, what are some of your favorite things to make from HelloFresh? Do you remember? I know we're actually both on a little break right now because Ty's on summer camp, and Wombat is so full.
I like the orecchiette pasta with
you missed my joke, Wombat. I was saying you were so full that you're not going to be eating for a week.
You know, it's funny. I didn't have dinner tonight, but that's a whole other
thing. See?
Yeah. I just didn't have time. I skipped it altogether. I like their stovetop mac and cheese is amazing.
Right.
It's really good stuff. Anything with pancetta in it is always a must get, and anything with poblano peppers. I really like their tacos. They always have different types of tacos. I think there's the beef poblano pineapple tacos are amazing.
Yep. I've made that one.
You know what else is really good? You also really learn to sharpen your cooking skills with HelloFresh. Because I'm much more confident cooking a steak now than I ever was, thanks to HelloFresh. But anyway, you were going to tell a story.
No, first of all, that's right, true with everything. Because I basically did not cook any meals until I had HelloFresh. So I learned how to cook through, you know, just having easy to follow instructions and all the food right in front of me. I was going to say that we made some stuff this week that was actually, we had never had before. It was really good. We made the crab cakes with lemon dress salad and potatoes and pulled pork grilled cheese sandwiches with a cucumber tomato salad. Those were two new ones for us and they were both fantastic. The crab cakes were really super duper fantastic. I was flipping out while I was eating them. I was very impressed with those. So, yes, of course, for $30 off your first week of HelloFresh, please visit HelloFresh.com/CADCAST30 and enter CADCAST30. That's $30 off your first week of HelloFresh at HelloFresh.com/CADCAST30 and enter CADCAST30. Yes. Should we talk about Microsoft? I meant to talk about this last week, but we just had so much to talk about. We blew by it. They announced that they have abandoning all their VR plans for Xbox One.
Does that include AR plans or just VR plans?
I think pretty much anything. Well, Holodeck is still a thing. Holodeck? HoloLens.
Holodeck is from Star Trek.
Yes, thank you. Mm-hmm. HoloLens is still a thing. And I believe that works with Xbox One. But you know what? I don't think it does.
I have no idea.
I think it's PC.
Okay.
But the HoloLens is still a thing. It's just they had announced previously, a couple of years ago, I believe, that they had partnered with Oculus. Right? I believe that's a thing. So that's not happening anymore.
Well, it doesn't matter if they did or didn't because they're not doing it now.
Exactly. they're going to let Sony. They're content to let Sony have that space, at least for this generation. And speaking of Sony, the big news with Sony, and I don't remember, I think we skipped over this last week too, but it's really still continued to be a news item, this whole deal with Fortnite and the crossplay with Microsoft and Nintendo and the whole account situation where...
Yeah, you know, it's funny is because I remember when Fortnite Battle Royale came out and I had downloaded it to my PlayStation 4 first because I don't know why, I just did.
Me too.
And I was playing it there. And I'm like, you know what? It's free. I might as well download it on my Xbox One in case I want to play with anyone on my Xbox One. You can't even play it.
Right.
And, you know, and I knew that.
You would need to make a new account.
Yeah. But I knew that a year ago. And I didn't make a new account because that seems dumb. So Sony needs to get its act together on this.
So I think Sony's problem is less with being able to play with people on Xbox. That just seems to be their policy with every game. Well, I think this is all policy with all their games too, but it's probably not much of an issue except with a game like Fortnite, is they don't want people buying stuff on Xbox, like skins for Fortnite and battle passes for Fortnite, and Xbox gets the money, and then play it on PS4 and have those skins appear.
Well, here's the thing, though, is you can do that with this, with the PlayStation 4 and your phone.
Okay, yeah.
So it seems to really just be they just don't want Microsoft to have the money or Nintendo.
And Nintendo.
Yeah. It's purely aimed at Microsoft and Nintendo.
So your account, you have cross-play with the phone on PS4?
Yeah.
And PC?
Yes.
And that's it?
Yes.
Okay. Awesome. Sure about that.
Well, I know that I have my stuff on my phone, that like the Twitch gear that I downloaded to my PS4,
mm-hmm.
the stuff you get for free with Twitch, I have that on my phone. My guy looks the same. He looks like Firefly from G.I. Joe.
Okay, right. So yeah, so the question is, here's the thing. PlayStation 4, yeah, mobile, right? Cross-platform compatibility.
See?
And I guess that means all your stuff carries over?
Yeah. And that's really, to me, what would be more important. I wouldn't necessarily want to have it all be a homogenous playing thing, although I think it might be with the phone and Sony, but don't quote me on that. I just want to be able to have one account, log in, and just have my stuff. Have like it is with Minecraft.
Yeah, that's what everybody wants.
Yeah, that's like, it's like that with Minecraft. It's like that with Roblox, if you're in a Roblox house. Mm-hmm. So, but Roblox isn't on. Is Roblox on the PlayStation 4? I don't even know. But now I know I wouldn't even download it onto the PlayStation 4 because I wouldn't want my son to log in and be like, where's all my stuff?
Right. So. And even it's gotten to the point where, you know, Microsoft and Nintendo put out an ad for Minecraft where it shows on the left side this person playing on Xbox and the right side they're on Switch. And they're playing together over the internet. So I don't know. Like, I don't know what Sony's going to do. I feel like what they really want to do is just wait it out and wait for this to die down. Because they're winning. And big picture, it probably doesn't matter.
Like, well, that's what it would take. Like, if they saw their Fortnite audience drop from 1 billion people a day to 500 million people a day, they probably still wouldn't care.
It's not
going to
happen because the people who care about Fortnite have already spent a lot of money on PlayStation.
Yeah, so whatever.
Right?
Yeah, yeah.
If they already have it on PlayStation, they've already spent the money.
So they're not people going like me, elsewhere.
Right. People like me who have it on PlayStation and don't spend any money, and I don't care. I don't care what.
Well, that's
just
it. Like, the only thing that I would care about, the only stuff I have is the stuff I got for free from Twitch. So right. It's like, I don't want to lose that stuff, but I also didn't pay for it.
I don't know all the details. None of us know all the details. I would love gamers to be happy, and I would love everything to carry over to everything. You know, just like Overwatch, I would love that all my shit that I've unlocked to be cross-platform. I would probably buy it on PlayStation, maybe. I don't know. But I don't know. I don't know exactly how much money. Sony's probably making so much money from Fortnite right now. They don't want to rock the boat. And chances are they're still making a lot of money that they haven't seen a hit. I don't think that the vast majority of people care. There's a very loud people. There's a very loud voices on the internet, but
there are.
I think that there are a lot more quiet voices that people just don't care. They just playing the game, spending the money. Bam. The guy Sean Layden from Sony said, "We're hearing it. We're looking at a lot of the possibilities. You can imagine that the circumstances around that affect a lot more than just one game. I'm confident we'll get to a solution which will be understood and accepted by our gaming community while at the same time supporting our business." Now, that reading that just one section right there, I wouldn't be too optimistic that they're going to do something that's going to please the community. Just looking at that blurb, that's more like saying, I hope you understand why we're going to disappoint you. Am I reading that incorrectly, Wombat?
Nope. I think you got it.
I mean, every word is carefully chosen, right?
Yes. That went through probably about 7 PR people.
Right. So a solution which will be understood. So they're going to do, they may have some solution. It's probably not going to be the one that people want.
And you're going to understand it.
Like, my guess is, how can, like, ideally, Sony set something up whereas, hey, if you buy all your shit on PS4, all your Fortnite shit on PS4, good news, you can use it on Switch, or maybe even on Xbox, and play on Xbox.
Yep.
But, if you bought your stuff on Xbox, wah, wah, it doesn't transfer over to Sony. Mm-mm. But I don't know how they can work that out technically. That's what they would love to do, I'm sure. Yeah, I think they're just going to ride it out. That's what, I don't know. I feel like that's what a Japanese management would do. Right, Wombat?
Yes.
Is that what you would do as a Japanese manager?
As a Japanese manager, that's what I do every day.
You're uniquely qualified to comment.
Exactly.
These questions. I did like this comment from Jimmy Mack, who said, where does everyone's sense of entitlement come from in, with regards to crossplay and Fortnite Switch account lock? I don't know that they're, yeah, it is. People were yelling at me on Twitter because I retweeted like some snarky article about Fortnite Sony has a Fortnite edition PS4 coming out. And people thought like it was in bad taste that Sony was putting that out because gamers are upset about the account situation. And so like Eurogamer was like, oh, like, you know, what was Sony thinking putting this out?
They're thinking they like money.
Right. That's what I wrote. I retweeted it. I was like, making money? And people were yelling at me on Twitter like, you're a fucking, you know, support the gamer. Like, all these companies are in it to make money, right? Sony, Nintendo, they don't love you. They don't, you know, they love you to the point where they want you to buy their products. That's what they love about you, that you can support them by buying their products. If their decisions, if their decisions affect that negatively, then they will change those. Otherwise, they probably don't really care. And this is probably the Fortnite situation is probably one of those situations where it's not adversely affecting their business. It's just a little bit of bad PR right now. But I don't know. Hope everybody gets what they want, Wombat. Hope everybody's happy. I hope management is happy. I hope Wombat's happy. I hope the Fortnite fans are happy.
In a couple of weeks, I'll probably be happier.
You'll be happier?
Yeah, a couple of weeks.
Oh, okay.
Give it a couple of weeks.
A couple of weeks?
We'll discuss it then.
Oh, shit.
Teaser.
Wow. Shit. All right. Let's do some CAG bag questions.
Sure. Sure.
We haven't done CAG bag in a while, actually.
Okay.
Don Walton Jr. writes in and asks, do you ever feel paralyzed by choice? Too many games, you can't decide what to play. What do you do? What do you choose? I know the answer. I can answer for Wombat.
Well, I mean, it's pretty simple. It's, you know, it's for me, especially lately when I'm tired, I get so tired and sometimes lazy probably isn't the right word, but I just don't want to like wait. So it's going to be whatever I played last and probably something digital and something that I'm going to just be able to jump into because it's kind of like on the screen already, you know?
Right. So Injustice.
Injustice 2, because it's what I played last. Like when I finished the Hours of Darkness DLC for Far Cry 5, because it was just up on my screen.
Sure.
Like, you
finished that, huh?
Oh, yeah.
I started playing that. I forgot to mention that.
All right. It's really good. I did finish it. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I should stick with it, though.
You could finish it at any time. You just got to, if you get to that end checkpoint, it's basic. Yep. That's the end. It's up to you to make it as long as you want it to. And actually, that's kind of what makes it unique and sort of, you know, fun. So, yeah, it's a good little self-contained DLC. I still think it's a little bit better than the main game, but that's just me. I can't believe you haven't finished Far Cry 5 yet. It has the most batshit ending of any game.
Oh, I should do it?
I haven't seen an ending like that in such a long time.
Oh, okay. It sounds good then.
I would I would like to see, if anything, what you should do when you've opened up the last little, you know, the John Seed Island. It's just the one mission. When you get to that point, you should live stream it.
Okay.
Chiefy finishes Far Cry 5.
Okay.
Watch
Remind me
reaction.
To do that. I'll have to do that maybe next week.
Yeah, I think you should do that. I think people, A, would be interested, and B, so you can have, you know, photographic evidence of you watching that ending.
Okay, good. Oh, now I'm intrigued.
I would love it. Even if I don't get a chance to watch it, I would watch it later. And okay. You can't spoil it for me. You have to say, I finished it.
Sure.
Go watch okay. it. Because if I'm Fine. Working, you know, I have Fine. Like this thing that I have to do sometimes.
All right. For me to answer Don's question, I go to Overwatch when I feel paralyzed by choice. Usually I go to Overwatch when I have 15 to 30 minutes.
Yeah,
to play
I mean
a game.
For you it's Overwatch, for me it's Injustice 2. I mean it's the same thing. It's the same right. concept.
One round will take 15 minutes, anywhere from 10 to 15 minutes, and it's really perfect.
Like, I got my Joker up to level 21. I got a whole new set of gear. I got my Catwoman up to level 10 and got a matching set of gear, which was kind of fun. I like getting I like getting the matching gear sets, because then you feel like you accomplished something. You didn't, but you, right. but you feel like you did, and there's something to be said about that.
Yes. For me, it's when you unlock the new islands in the Jurassic Park Evolution.
Mm-hmm.
Because it plays the song.
Yeah, yeah.
And you're like, and it's like, you know.
I am familiar with
it.
Wow. The
you're like, you feel just like the doctor. What was the guy's name? Samuel?
Dr. Hammond?
Dr. Grant. Dr. Grant. When Dr. Grant saw the dinosaurs for the first time and they played that song, I have that same feeling.
Yeah.
They did it. That's why
I wonder if my kids would like Jurassic Park. The original one.
Movie?
Yeah.
It's a little scary.
I know. Well, that's it. Like with my kids, it's so weird. You know, we talked about the CradleCon and the horror wing, and Elliot would have stayed there the whole day. The whole day. He would have stayed there looking at the bloody masks and thought it was the greatest thing he's ever seen. Sabrina, we had to ask her. We both, my wife and I, asked her like 5 times, are you okay? Do you need to go? Do you want us to get out of here? Do you want me to stay with Elliot and mommy will take you out of here? And again, Elliot is 7 and she's 10. So every kid is different. So I was like, I don't know.
Did you run into Sabrina's room late at night with a chainsaw and hockey mask and brownies?
Check out my new... She didn't get nightmares, so she must. When she said she was okay, she must have meant it. But yeah, he still wants to watch it. He sees, what's this from? Oh, this is what it was. It was they had the crate from Creepshow with the monster in it.
From the movie, the old movie.
Yeah, from the Creepshow, the movie Creepshow. They had the Creepshow crate monster, and they had that there. And he's like, "What's that?" He thought it was the coolest thing he's ever seen. I'm like, "Oh, that's from Creepshow." He goes, "Can I watch that when we get home?" No. I'm like, "No." Then he sees the werewolf.
I haven't seen that movie in a long time.
Then he sees the werewolf from American Werewolf. Can I watch that when we get home? No. Everything. He wanted to watch everything. Like, no. So
shit. That sounds pretty cool. I would like to have seen that stuff.
It was pretty cool. That was the best part for as far as I was concerned. And probably for Elliot too. So for now, we'll stick with Godzilla movies.
Right. All right. Let's get through all these.
Oh, yeah. I got sidetracked.
Let's do it. Come on. Let's just get all these off the outline. At Darwin Loves Devo says, why not start a segment called Shipwreck's Hookup, where he talks about all of the gear he has tested? Deliberate goofy name for segment. Yes, that's what we do here. Gamer HDMI cables. We did that already. Dream Replay. We did that already. Atari VCS. We did that already. Qbert. We did that already. See, no need, Darwin.
And Shipwreck's not here. We can ask him next week.
Right. We do that anyway.
Great Mighty Daddy has to say, do you guys buy multiple copies of the same game on different platforms to play, compare, collect? Just curious. No, I do not. Do you?
Shipwreck does. Shipwreck will... He buys all the limited run games.
That's different, though. That's a collector's item.
Collect was in the question. Collect.
No, he said multiple copies of a game.
He probably... Shipwreck does. I'm going to say Shipwreck does.
Okay.
Sometimes.
Maybe.
Depending on the game.
Rare cases. Carl Kramer wants to know if we're interested in the Oculus Go. Probably not.
No.
You have the PlayStation VR and you never use it. So
I'm not interested.
There you go.
I will be interested when it's more like glasses and less like a helmet. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Thank you.
And God Emperor Panda says, yes, Cheapy, do you have a smart lock yet? Because I just bought one, and it's pretty nice. As I get out of my car and walk to the door, and it opens amazing, LOL. It's just the small things in life that make me happy.
I have one, but mine doesn't do that because I don't have an Apple TV that's new enough or an iPad that's new enough. Because I have a HomeKit one. And I don't have any HomeKit hub, I guess. So I have to, if I talk into my phone and tell it to open the door, that works. But I just type in the number. It's pretty fast. Yes, I like it a lot. It's great. I love that it locks the door automatically and I don't have to carry my keys with me. Does that answer your question, Wombat?
It does. Wasn't your Sorry, question. I got a wire sticking out of my desk that was jabbing at me.
Jab it back.
I know. I had to pull it out. Somehow, I didn't even know
it's a wire. That's not a wire.
It's a, what's it?
Penis.
It's an audio cable. What's that about? Anyway, it's not.
It says audio cable on your penis?
Yeah. Well, isn't that where you keep them?
No.
Hello? Okay. Hello, Earth to Willy. Hello, Willy.
All right. Let's pray for Shipwreck to come back soon. Let's remind you to follow us on Twitter at GPD, at New Wombat, at Shipwreck. And at Video Game Deals, of course. Hey, let's remind you to go to liretro.com and buy your tickets. It's coming up, Wombat, our big live CADcast. What is it? August 12th.
Yep, they're very excited to have us there. I could tell you that.
It is fun.
For a fact.
It is a good time. I'm looking forward to it, of course. And so, yeah, go to liretro.com and get those tickets. And yeah, that's. I'm going to Colorado.
Cool. When?
For a couple of days. Between now and next week.
Where in Colorado?
Going to Denver, and we're going to Aspen, and we're going to Colorado Springs.
I have friends in Colorado Springs. If you want anyone to show you around, let me know.
Are they cool?
They are cool. It's my wife's best friend's family.
Are they cool?
They are cool.
Wink, wink.
Yep, they're that kind of cool too.
Yeah, I'm excited. I've always wanted to go there. And the pictures, I did apply to college there and got in.
If I told my wife that's where you're going, she'll be mad at me that we're not going.
Oh, well, I don't know.
Yeah.
What to tell you about that. So don't tell her, I guess.
Oh, she just snuck in because she heard me say Colorado.
Oh, what? Does she? Oh, she wants Colorado. To go.
No.
You're doing a show right now,
Wombat.
We're
doing a show right now. It's the end. No one's listening.
Does she want to come and talk about Colorado?
No, she's never been. That's why she's mad at me.
Okay. If any CAGs have some good suggestions on like what we should do, hit me up.
Is it just you and the missus?
Yeah. Enjoy. Ties in sleepaway camp.
I know.
It's good.
How long is he gone for?
2 weeks.
Nice.
I know. It's pretty good.
Yeah. We started day camp. Sabrina has theater camp. It's a new theater camp. So this one is a little more hardcore and they do auditions on day one. And they announce roles the evening of the first day.
Nice.
And she went from last year, they did one
show. Just a week, right? Or no?
No, this is a full summer. It's 8 weeks.
Oh, okay.
So they had auditions in the morning. They got their parts in the afternoon. The show is in 3 weeks. She went from having 3 words last year over 8 weeks to memorize to having 20 lines to memorize in 3 weeks.
And she's hooked on cocaine already.
And exactly. So that's the fun stuff that I get to deal with. But there are a lot of
things. I was looking into that for Ty, actually, because I don't know. I feel like he'd be good at that. He likes to entertain people. I saw that it was one of those camps. It's only a week. And you in a week, you put on a whole show. By the end of the week, you perform a show.
So
I don't know what kind of show you could put together in a week, but I don't know.
Me neither.
I was interested. I'll get back to you on that.
Yep.
All right, everybody. We'll see you next week.
Bread's done.
It's time to hit the jackpot on Bowling for Dollars, New York's big money and big prize game show where everyone is a winner. And now for all the fun and excitement, here's the man with all the dollars and all the prizes, the kingpin himself, your host, Larry Kinney.
We're going to go bowling for dollars again. A lot of them. $760 in the jackpot already. We'll keep climbing until somebody breaks it by rolling two straight strikes. That's all it takes. Then they go back to the lane and try for that third consecutive strike. They get the jackpot money they've already won and get a place to spend it, too. A fantastic vacation for two for an entire week in Monte Carlo on the famous French Riviera. The prize includes round-trip jet transportation and accommodations at a four-star hotel. And our contestant will tour Monaco, the jewel of the Côte d'Azur. And so will the pin pal, because when that happens, three straight strikes, the bowler and the pin pal at home win the same prize. And that happens all the way through the show. Let's add $20 to the jackpot and get started. Make it $780. And welcome from Hartsdale, New York, Arthur Weinfeld. Hi, how are you? Art's a good guy to know. He's director of an OTB company, right?
The Catskill OTB, which is an upstate operation.
Not in New York.
Not in New York City. Six counties upstate, starting with the Tappan Zee Bridge and working your way up and west.
You used to work for the New York OTB, though,
I was
right?
With them from their inception until about a year and a half ago when our corporation was formed.
How about that? How are things going up there?
Very well. Very well indeed.
Making a lot of money?
Well, we're doing our best.
Are the bettors making a lot of money?
They do their best. We wish them a lot of luck.
Good. And hey, you just have a new son at home, I hear.
Brand new, 1 week old.
How about that? How many you got now?
I have two boys.
Good.
One's four and one's just born.
That's great. You got a big cheering section here, too. Let's meet them.
Well, I have my big boy over there is Roger.
Well, we don't have him on camera.
Oh, he's not on.
Now wave, Roger. There he is.
There you go.
Wave,
big boy is
okay.
Roger, and you have Jill Roman, and Donna Roman, and Chris Klump, and Steve Pasquale, Trina Rubano, and Frank Lettieri. These are some of our co-workers and good friends from OTB.
See, what happened was our cameraman always gets the pretty girls on camera first, so I got to watch him. Okay, get yourself a pin pal card right there, Art.
Thank you.
And let's see who's going to be our first pin pal of the night on Bowling for Dollars. Go knock him down. Your prize, your pin pal is Mrs. Hattie Walter of Wilmington, Delaware. How about this? $780 in the jackpot, and Art Weinfeld of Hartsdale is at the line. First ball of the night in that Brooklyn side. Bingo! Hey, he's halfway to the jackpot. One more time, Art, and you break that jackpot and share it with your pin pal. As I recall, this is the first time we've had a pin pal from Delaware, Wilmington, Delaware, Mrs. Hattie Walter. They pick us up on the cable down there, I think. Art Weinfeld bowls at Brunswick Yonkers Bowl in Yonkers. This is for the jackpot. For $780. Here comes all the whole crowd's coming. There's Randy and the whole crew. Art breaks the jackpot at $780, and his pin pal down in Wilmington, Delaware is Mrs. Hattie Walder. You're going to get half that money, and Hattie is going to get half that money, and I'll hold him if you go roll another strike for us and try for that trip to the French Riviera.
I'll go wherever you send me.
Let me. What's his name, Randy?
Roger.
Roger, come here and you stay with me. Give your daddy a big hand. Clap your hands for daddy. There you go. All right. Here we go for three straight strikes, Art Weinfeld.
Are you excited? Hello, boy.
All right, he wins the jackpot at $780. Now, this is for the trip to Monte Carlo. All right, he got it!
Roman. How about that? But I want you to look at Roger. He doesn't know what's going on here.
You know what your dad just did?
Big deal, huh? Well, you know what happens now, Art, don't you?
Well, I got to throw another one, I guess.
If you throw another one, you win a 1978 Chevrolet Chevette. Go do it again.
Well, when it's me, it's my wife, Leona, at home with the new baby and me.
All right, that's the way to do it. Give him another hand. He's trying for four in a row on Bowling $3. Smile, Roger. Oh, my gosh, here we go. This is for all the marbles now. He's won the jackpot, $780. He's won a trip for two to Monte Carlo. Now he's trying for a 78 Chevrolet Chevette. For four straight strikes, Art Weinfeld. Oh, not quite. Art, you really did it, though. Here, take Roger. Nice going.
Thank you.
Let's recap what you've done. You won a jackpot of $780 to share with your pen pal, Miss Hattie Walters, down in Wilmington, Delaware. You receive a trip for two to Monte Carlo in the French Riviera. So does Hattie. And for you, a New York State lottery ticket and all this applause. How about that? Art Weinfeld. Nice going. Thank you all for coming. Okay? And that's just the start. That's our first contestant tonight. We've got seven to go.